today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate. Salam and welcome. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to. Today is Monday, 18th of Zilqa'dah, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Hordad, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of May, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. The guest of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And as the ritual of our program, we open Allah's book, we'll listen to one verse and learn more about it. For today, verse 35, chapter Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلا تهنوا وتدعوا إلى السلم وأنتم الأعلون والله معكم ولن يتركم أعمالكم.
So do not weaken and call for peace while you are superior. And Allah is with you and will never deprive you of the reward of your deeds.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
When Allah Almighty is with someone, he will have all the means of triumph. He may never feel abandoned. He never entertains frailty in his heart, nor does he surrender to the enemy. Such person feels the responsibility upon his shoulders to not render vain the martyr's bloodshed in the sensitive moments. Believers are aware of the fact that each step taken will be recorded and nothing shall be decreased of their rewards, but Allah Almighty is so bountiful that He will increase them. Again, in this episode of today's special, we're speaking about digital literacy and Islamic point of view. Technology continues to reshape the lifestyles of individuals across the globe. It has created opportunities for adequate access to information and bridging community gaps. The rise of a digitized world will almost everything accessible with the touch of a finger has forged a new path in shaping identities. With the rise of technology, Muslims around the globe can utilize forums to ask questions, connect, and most importantly, gain access to a community beyond just face-to-face contact. Islam continues to encourage anything that enhances the quality of life as long as it is with pure intentions and good faith. Like everything in this world, technology can be used for both good and bad. Thus, it is our duty to use resources wisely.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host, and inshallah we shall be having a fruitful discussion on digital literacy and its importance and the challenges that we might face in this regard. Digital literacy encompasses using devices and software efficiently, protecting personal data, protecting yourself from online threats, and etc. Not just in personal, but academic and professional lives as well. So it varies in a really different aspects and dimensions of our lives. So now let's focus on online safety. People or groups with malicious intent continuously discover and develop new ways to exploit others. Therefore, the risks associated with the internet world are constantly evolving. Although digital literacy skills may not wholly shield students from online safety challenges, they can help equip them with crucial knowledge, awareness, tools, processes and resources to safeguard their privacy and safety while being online. So the same way that we are in need of safety in our on-site lives and on our campus life, so the same way our online is needed to be safe. Digital literacy skills also encompass digital responsibility, which involves ethical consumption and communication of information online.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
And again, a question can shed light on our path. How do we improve our digital literacy? One of the important steps to improve our digital literacy is to connect with others who share our interests, goals, and challenges. You can join online communities, forums, or networks that focus on digital literacy, such as the Digital Literacy Network or the Digital Literacy Project. You can also participate in online events, such as webinars, chats, or conferences that showcase examples, insights, or innovations. By connecting with others, you can exchange ideas, get support, and discover new opportunities. Hazards of technology. This is the topic of this part. Moral behavior starts in the brain in how we think. Technology can influence our neurochemistry. In one of the many studies on the subject, research supported by the National Institutes of Health found that Instagram directly influenced the neurochemistry of high schoolers by stimulating the reward center of the brain when photos they had posted were liked. Changing certain aspects of our narrow chemistry with technology is bound to affect our moral behavior. These impacts can range from motivating us to make positive moral decisions to incentivizing us to make bad ones. This does not mean we are blameless for our behavior because technology hacks our brains. It means that technology has a profound influence on how we think and act, an influence we are only just beginning to understand.
So, you know, again, this whole topic is about how or if technology has killed the soul of the human being. You look at something like Facebook, and it's really all about expressing our opinion as if my opinion matters to the world, what I think is important. Right? People see a comment or a post, and they will like it, or they'll add an emoji, and then they'll comment on it, and they'll say, well, in my opinion, this isn't the right way to do this. In my opinion, Islam should be X, Y, and Z. Well, who asked for your opinion is one question, right? Unless you're Allah or the Prophet or the Imam, you don't really have an opinion on Islam. You can have an opinion on what you personally want to do, that's fine. But to impose it and say, well, I think Islam should be like this, and that's one of the things that something like Facebook does. It gives us the right to express our personal opinion. Or apps that, you know, you can collect what you like, right? Pinterest, you can pin and you can make albums and collections of what you like. LinkedIn, where you can brag about your, you know, credentials, your promotions, how much work you've done, what companies you've worked for. All of these apps, you know, whatever they may be, it's all geared towards the self, about what I do, what I like, what I listen to, how I can dance, how I do this, how I do that. It's all about me, myself, and I. It's not about what the rest of the world is, you know, going through. Very rarely will you see believers post about what's happening in Yemen or in occupied Palestine or in many parts of the world where Muslims are suffering. It's more about personality, about myself, what I'm doing, what I enjoy, what I want to do. And if you want to do that, that's fine. But recognize the fact that these all do have, as I said, impact to our mental health, to many other areas of life that we may not be thinking about today, that maybe 5, 10, 20 years in the future, the so-called experts will come around and say, you know what? We never recognized when this technology was being pushed out that it had this kind of an impact. Right? This has been seen throughout humanity. And so today we don't look at it. We just think, well, we have the app, it's free, download it, use it, have fun. You know, post photos on Instagram of where I'm going, what I'm eating, what I'm wearing. And it's all good, clean, harmless, fun, entertainment. But we don't know right now, brothers and sisters, that what are the impacts?
Nice and new topic. So, inshallah, we continue that. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
Me home, I think. thank you with every breath I take.